At the 21st session of the Conference of Parties COP held in Paris, France, the parties adopted the Paris Agreement under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, which was opened for signature on 22nd April this year, being the Earth Day celebration in New York. Known as the most productive ever, the Paris Agreement clearly deals with greenhouse emissions mitigation, adaptation, and finance, starting in the year 2020. The agreement aims at holding the increase in the global average temperature to well below 2 degrees centigrade above the pre-industrial levels and to pursue efforts to limit the temperature increase to 1.5 degrees centigrade, recognizing that this will significantly reduce the risk and impacts of climate change. But to achieve that, nations agreed to make voluntary donations known as nationally determined contributions. As of Tuesday this week, 185 UNFCCC members have signed the treaty, with Malawi, Armenia, Zambia, and Chile being the latest, while 29 members ratified it. Reacting to the step by the federal government to ratify the Paris Agreement, an environmentalist, Nimo Basi, who chaired the Friends of the Earth International from 2008 through 2012, said Nigerian government should be commended for joining other countries to ratify the treaty despite its economic challenge. In Nimo Basi, while addressing an online meeting via a platform known as Webinar, which was participated by environmental journalists globally, also called on the federal government to send a strong team to the forthcoming climate change conference in Morocco and ensure that the conference addresses climate change based on recommendations by scientists, not according to the wishes of political leaders.
The Paris Agreement came up with had nothing to do with binding commitments that countries can be held to account on. Targets set for countries according to their historical responsibility and according to their ability to take action.
He said the country should come up with projects to cushion the effect of climate change in all sectors to address challenges such as food insecurity, flooding, desert encroachment, acute water shortage, among others. Also reacting, the president of a youth-based NGO, Climate Earth Initiative, Oluwatosin Kolawole, said for the country to succeed in tackling climate change, it must adopt a multidimensional approach with all relevant stakeholders carried along.
If they are ratifying the Paris Agreement, then all measures should be on ground in Nigeria to ensure that we reduce our carbon emissions as it relates to gas flaring, strategies that individuals can be involved in, corporate organizations can be involved in. There should be a multi-stakeholders involvement in this.
Others that spoke found that the Paris Agreement failed to address important things needed to check climate change, including making nations to cut down fossil fuel use and the role of agriculture in polluting the atmosphere with greenhouse gases. The Paris Agreement will only enter into force provided that 55 countries that produce at least 55% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions ratify the agreement. In Lagos, Innocent Onoh for Radio Nigeria.